Joshua to Old Testament. We're going to start in chapter number 1 and go all the way through to chapter number 24 this morning. And you say, well, Brother Brian, that's good for you. I'll just leave. Imagine the scene, if you would. Mom and Dad are sitting around the Christmas tree. All the presents have been opened. The kids have passed out because they got up so early to open the Christmas presents. There's a pile of presents over here. There's a pile of presents over here. One of them is laying there grasping one of their presents. The other one is over there ignoring all the presents. Mom and Dad are sitting on the couch watching all this take place. All the months of preparation, all the hours, all the money, everything that's taken place is done in 5 minutes. And then as you're watching all this take place, maybe the first thought that comes to your mind is, now what? We've done all of this. We've prepared. We've decorated. We've put the lights up. We've gone through all the aggravation that comes through with the holiday season. And it's done in a blink of an eye. Now where do we go? Now what do we do? A lot of times in our spiritual lives, we ask that same kind of question. We say, okay, I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I've gotten my life right with Him. But then now what do I do? We look at the new year getting ready to come up, 2020. And all kinds of plans are being made and these things are going to happen and this thing's going to take place. And we've got this plan to hopefully take this on. And we look at a new year and a new opportunity. But the funny thing is, we did the same thing last year. As 2018 was entering into 2019, we had new opportunities. New things were opening up for us. And now, as at the end of 2019, we think, what do we do now? What do we do now? Well, that kind of question I want us to look at this morning from the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter number 1. Moses has died, and they're getting ready to enter into the promised land. They're seeing the future. Just like we're going to see in the month of January next year, we're looking at a new future. The possibilities are endless. It's wide open. God has given us the most precious thing that He can give us other than His Son, Jesus Christ. The most precious thing God can give to us is time. 2020 is wide open for you. 2020 is a great possibility. And here the children of Israel are looking at the promised land. What God has said, it's going to be yours. And it's open to all kinds of possibilities. And so God is speaking to His people here in the book of Joshua. Here's what He says. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua. He was the son of Nun, Moses' minister. So Joshua was second in control, and he comes up now, and now he is the leader of Israel. And this is what God said to Joshua. Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, this river, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Underline says, I give. God is giving this to them. This is not something they're claiming of their own volition. This is not something they're claiming and saying, well, it belongs to us. No, God says, I'm giving it to you. Brothers and sisters, God is giving us 2020. God is giving us the time. God has given us the opportunity. God has given you your family. God has given you everything that He has in store for you. And now we're looking to the future and we're saying, okay, God, what do you want us to do? Here's what He says in verse number 3. He says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you. just like I said unto Moses. He said, Moses, I'm giving my children of Israel, I'm giving my children the land. And everywhere they walk shall belong to them. Brothers and sisters, the moment you step out of here this morning, this day belongs to you. God has given it to you. The very breath that you're breathing right now, the blood that's coursing through your body, God has given it to you. And he says, I'm blessing you with it. But the question is, what are you going to do with it? Joshua and the people of Israel, they're standing on the opposite side of Jordan. And God says, hey, I want you to go and take it. They could have decided, you know what? I don't want to. I'm not going to take advantage of this, God. Matter of fact, we see three tribes do that. Three tribes say, we're not going over. We like where we are. Nine of the tribes say, yeah, we're going. And that's going to be the same thing with us. Some of you are going to leave here this morning and say, I'm going to seize it. I'm going to go and I'm going to do what God has given to me. It's brand new. It's a great future. But some of us are going to choose, I don't want it. I'm just going to be satisfied with what I have. Brothers and sisters, our future, the opportunities that God is giving to us is there. What are you going to do about it? Look what he continues to say now. He says, from the wilderness, verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and into the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. He says, I'm giving you a whole lot of land. I'm giving it all to you. He says, I'm giving it to you. And if I give it to you, it belongs to you. Verse number 5. There shall not any man to be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. He says, just like I was with Moses and I led him, I'll do the same thing for you. But look what he promised before that. He said, nobody can stand against you. Now you say, now wait a minute, Brother Brian. I know a lot of people that are standing against us. You know those Republicans, they're standing against us. You know those Democrats, they're standing against us. You know those Muslims, they're standing against us. And you can start filling in the blank. And you know such and such is standing. No, 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 no. If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm not talking about those issues and those situations. I'm not talking about political parties. I'm not talking about races. I am talking about being a blood-bought believer. If Jesus Christ is living inside of you, who can defeat you? Absolutely nobody. If God be for us, who can be against us? And that's what God is telling them here. Listen, I'm giving you this land. I'm giving you the future. Nobody is going to stand against you because I'll take care of it for you. But then I love what he says at the end of verse 5. Look at that. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. And then I love this. He says, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Underline that. God says, I am not going to fail. How many of you had a failure this past year? Some of you did it. Give me the clue how you got through life this past year without failing one time. Liar, liar, pants on fire. We've all failed. We've all messed up. Man, we went into 2019 looking at the future saying, wow, this is going to be wonderful. It's wide open. And then we got a week into it and every single one of our resolutions failed. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to read my Bible every day. And I'm going to. And within the first month, we done blown it. Within the first 24 hours, somebody blown it. But here's the great thing, brothers and sisters. God says, I will never fail. And then he says this, I will not forsake you. Who is this promise to? God's people. Exactly right, us. It was one of y'all. I knew it. God says, I will not fail you. And then he says, I will not forsake you. Now look at me for a moment here. If you are one of God's children, God says, I'm not going to fail you and I'm never going to forsake you. We say, how do I know if I'm one of God's children? John 1:12 says, for as many as received him, Jesus, for as many as received him, to them, those who received him, to them shall I give the power to become the sons of God. You place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, you become a child of God. And then look what he says in verse number 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people, my people, shall thou divide for inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according all to the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not to the right or to the left, that you may prosper whithersoever thou goest. And then he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Instead, meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He says, listen, the future is there. I'm giving you the land. I won't fail you. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. And if you'll just be courageous, if you'll just follow my word, you're going to be successful and you're going to be prosperous. How many understand that promise right there? And who understands who he's speaking to? Who understands who he's speaking to? He's speaking to everybody but Tanner. No, he's speaking to everybody, regardless of your age. Speaking to little Bjorn sitting right here in Miss Linda's lap. Speaking to Brother Troy, who's 150 years old. I'm just teasing, Brother Troy. He's speaking to every single one of you. You belong to Jesus Christ. These promises are to you. But let me ask you a question. Do you even care? I mean, honestly, does it even really matter to you? Well, Brother Brian, I've got my life to live. I want to do what I want to do. I could care less what God has in store for me. When I get old like you, Brother Brian, then I'll follow God. You may not get old like me if you don't follow God. And all the old people said, brothers and sisters, God has laid it out. He's made it so plain. But then look what he continues to say. Verse number 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. God says, Joshua, Moses is dead. You're now the leader. Tell my people, the future is theirs. The land is theirs. I will never leave. I will never forsake. I will never fail. Just trust me. Do it my way. I'm there. Now go tell the people this, Joshua. Go tell it to them. As I was sitting in the deer stand, God spoke to me and said, Brian, tell my people the future is bright. Tell my people that regardless of what take place in the past, regardless of what they failed at, regardless of what they've been successful at, tell them, listen, there's nothing they can do about that now. But they've got a future. I'll never forsake them. I'll never fail them. Just trust me. Brothers and sisters, just trust God. You say, Brother Brian, that sounds awful simple. That sounds awful easy to do. Brother Brian, you don't know what my life is like. No, I don't. You don't know what my life is like either. But he does. And what His promises are apply to everybody, regardless of who you are. And then He goes on to tell Joshua, Joshua, if you'll just cross over, if you'll just do what I'm telling you to do, and you keep me first, and you keep me foremost, and you obey my word, I'm going to take care of it for you. Don't turn against me, Joshua. Don't worship the foreign gods, Joshua. Don't put your life in a situation where you leave me alone and forget me. Because if you do that, it's not going to go well with you, Joshua. So sure enough, here in the book of Joshua, you see all the things that take place. And they cross over the river. They send the spies. And the spies come back and they say, hey, everybody's scared to death of us. Who put that fear in their hearts? God did. So sure enough, we see the children of Israel cross over Jordan. And they see all the battles and all the things that takes place. And God keeps His end of the bargain. And He says, listen, if you'll just simply obey me, I'll do the fighting for you. And you see the battles of Ai, you see the battles of Jericho, and you see all the battles that take place and how God keeps His promises. But you also see the failures. You see how the children of Israel turned away from God and how they did things their own way. And you see the misery they found themselves in. But you'll never see God saying, oh, I give up on you. You never see God saying, okay, you have it on your own. I'm going to leave you alone. You never see God doing that. Now look at me for a moment. Does that mean that when we fail this year, that God's not going to abandon us? That means when we decide to do things our way, that God's not going to abandon us? Exactly right. Hold your fingers right here. Let me show you something. Go to the book of Romans real quick. Go to the book of Romans. Hold your finger right here in Joshua because we're going to come back. We still got 23 chapters to cover. Go to the book of Romans real quick. Romans chapter number 8. Very common passage. Romans chapter 8, verse number 20. Open your Bibles up. Come on, the Bible's right there in front of you. You want to make sure that what I'm saying is true. Romans chapter 8, verse number 28. Here's what it says. And we know, we have supreme confidence, we have complete trust. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who belong to God. If you belong to Jesus Christ, your Savior, God says everything's going to work together for good to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. God wants you to be just like His Son Jesus. He doesn't want you to be God, but He wants you to be conformed to His image. He wants you to be greater than you are today. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be holy, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, He also justified. And those who He justified, He also glorified. Man, you're glorified, you're justified, you're sanctified if you belong to God as His Savior. Verse number 31, so what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who shall separate? Verse number 35, who shall separate from the love of Christ? Tribulation? Distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, all these negative things, tribulations, distresses, famines, persecutions, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Paul is saying, listen, these are going to take place. You're going to fail. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be without food. These are going to happen in your life. Even as a Christian, these negative things are going to happen to you. But remember this. If God be for you, who shall be against you? 2020, it's there. Take it. Seize it. Obey God. You're going to fail. You're going to have heartache. You're going to have pain. I don't know what the future holds, God does. But He says, listen, I'll be with you every step of the way. Joshua, tell my people, I'm giving them the land. Have them take it. Have them take it. So sure enough, they cross the river Jordan and they battle and they trust and they fail and they succeed and everything takes place. Now, go back to Joshua 24. I told you we'd get there. Go to Joshua 24. You didn't actually think I was going to read all 23 chapters, did you? Whew, I could see some of the relief on your faces. Joshua 24. Everything is done. Or a thing that supposed to have done, hadn't quite got done yet. The children of Israel were still stubborn and didn't do anything God told them to do. Verse 1, chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of the children of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and officers. And they presented themselves before God. And then God and Joshua gives them a rundown of everything that God did for them. So there, all the way down through verse number 13, Joshua tells them what God did for them, reminds them. Tonight, I want us to gather and sing, and I want us to pray, but I also want us to praise God for everything He did in 2019. I invite you to come back. I invite you to bring a list of all the things that God did for you. I don't want us to focus on all the bad things. I want us to focus on all the things that God did for us. I want us to sing His praises tonight. I want to pray for the future year coming up. That's what I want us to do tonight. But Joshua rehearses everything that God did for them. And then he makes this very bold statement to them. Now therefore, verse 14, because of all these things that God has done, fear the Lord. Serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. He says, listen, fear God, serve Him, and get rid of all the nastiness. Everything that's happened in the past, dump it. Get rid of it. Don't serve it anymore. And brothers and sisters, here's what I'm telling you. And here's what Joshua told the people, and here's what God wants to tell you. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you'll serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua looks at the people and says, fine. If you don't want to serve God, then pick you a God to serve. Serve the gods of the past. Serve the gods of society. Or serve ye the Lord. And then Joshua stands up in front of all the leaders. And he says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I've said this before and I'll continue to say it till the day I draw my last breath. You serve who you want to serve. You want to go serve the corrupt, nasty, filthy society gods? You have at it. I don't want you to. I want you to follow God. But as for me and my house, we are serving God. Daddies, husbands, bless God, it's time for you to stand up with me and say, I am going to serve God. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. I praise God for men and women who want to stand up. Mamas, stand up and serve God. Stand up and declare that 2020 is going to be a year of serving God. See, all these things are going to happen. We're going to have problems. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. The stock market's going to go this, and then it's going to do this, and then it's going to do this. We're going to have shootings. We're going to have deaths. We're going to have all kinds of things take place. Political turmoil. All this is going to happen. But my God is still on the throne. My God is still in control. My God says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So choose today, up in the balcony, on the back row, right here in the middle, right up front. Choose today, who are you going to serve? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. How about you? Say, Brother Brian, I can't. It's hard. I can't do it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm going to fail as a husband and as a father, unfortunately. But guess what? I can live for God as long as I trust His strength to do it. How about it? You going to stand for the Lord? And serve Him? Let's do that in 2020. Amen? Let's all stand together, heads bowed and eyes closed this morning. I'm not promising perfection. I'm not promising that everything you do this year is going to be successful. I'm not promising you that you're going to be rich. But I can promise you this. If you serve God and you put Him first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things, everything that you need, will be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. That's God's word. That's His promise. Now look at me before we pray. Look at me. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to blow it off? Well, Brother Brian, that's just you ranting, raging. That's just you up there pontificating, Brother Brian. I don't need all that. I do. I need it. I need it. I can't do it without it. So I want to challenge you this morning. I'm going to ask you, and I don't ask you to do this very, very, very often, rare, matter of fact. But if you'd like, I'm going to ask you to come stand up here with your family. Come kneel before God and say, God, I want to be what you want me to be this year. I want to serve you, God, best I know how. I'm going to ask you to do that. Won't you come on now? Right as Miss Shirley's beginning to play. I'm going to pray as I'm praying, y'all come on. Just come on. Come make a public declaration that we're going to stand for God. Doesn't mean perfection. Doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake. But you're going to declare right now publicly that you want to serve the Lord. I invite you to come. You don't have to come as a whole family. If you want to come as an individual, come on. We're going to serve the Lord this morning. We're going to serve the Lord. And don't do it for a show. Just do it because that's what God wants you to do. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have promised to never leave or forsake us, God. You promised the children of Israel that you would not leave or forsake them, that you wouldn't fail them. And you didn't. You also promised them, God, that when they would trust you, that you would meet their every need. God, our greatest need is your Son, Jesus Christ. Our greatest need is to be spiritually right with you through His precious blood. And so, God, these precious folks that are standing with me here this morning, I lift them up to you. God, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have failures. God, we're going to have tragedies. We're going to face persecution. But, oh, God, as long as we follow you, you promised to never leave or forsake us. I'm begging you, God, right now, that we as brothers and sisters in Christ, would stand with you and obey you and be what you want us to be. Please now, God, we're making this public declaration that we will serve you. Thank you for calling us to do this. Thank you for what you have done. For it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ I ask all of these things. Amen. Amen. Let's stand right where you are. Brother Danny, lead us in one song. Y'all standing up here. Yep.